Okay, driving a car. Step one. We've completed. We've gotten in the car. Step two, we started the car. I put on the seat belt. Okay, what now? Take the brake off. Put it in reverse. Back out of garage. We're moving. Step five, drive to gas station. Step six, buy a drink and some kind of foodish item. Station. This lady is just hammering on this cross the street button. Just will not stop. Alright, now she has stopped because she is crossing the street. So, I guess it worked. But the lesson there is mash that button. 16 shot that button. Oh, man. get something out of this gas station. Okay. Quiet morning here at the gas station. Not a lot going on. Not a lot of people getting gas. Not a lot of people inside. It's the way I like it. They have a milkshake machine in there. I'm not sure how it works, but I spent a little bit of time. It looks like I'll do smoothies or something. There was a second there where I was like, well, what if I just got like a mango smoothie from this fancy machine? The gigantic touchscreen. It looks like one of those Doodle Jump arcade machines. Big old touchscreen on the front of it. Big old flat touchscreen. Drew the eye, if you will. And it was next to some kind of case of, I assume was where the milkshakes are, and then I don't, it seemed like you put it in a machine and it thickens it up. I don't really know how that thing works, but I'm intrigued by it, and one of these mornings, when I feel like I've got a little bit of extra time on my hands, I might take the leap. Whatever the fuck that thing is. some kind of peanut butter protein bar. It's not bad. A lot of that whey protein stuff will taste kind of the same, but they're masking it better here. School buses all in a row on the freeway. Prime time for me giving the finger to some school kids. Oh man, all the windows are tinted. Probably giving me the finger, goddammit. Oh, goddammit! Second bus, also tinted. Lead bus. Coming up. Last chance. Last chance to mold a child's life forever. By locking eyes with him or her and looking crazy. Remember the scary old man we saw on the fucking field trip? Yeah, fuck. We saw a naked dude on a field trip to San Francisco once. We were going to watch opera or something, I don't know. And, you know, you're up high in a school bus, and you look down. Dude just sitting in his car with a sunroof. Fucking nude. I'm like, alright. Didn't look crazy. I mean, you know, just like, looked like some fucking naked guy driving a car. I'm like, alright, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do with that bit of information? I was fucking around this morning with my UMA, which is that VoIP service. It's a VoIP box, hooks up to your network, does VoIP things, only VoIP things, .tumblr.com. And I bought a handset to go with it. It has a jack on the back for, like, a regular phone to plug into it. So I could have kept using my, my existing phone. But I figured, fuck it, well, let's have fun with, a new handset as well. The handset looked nice in the pictures. It was like, it's this, they call it the HD2. It is not high definition. I mean, it's high definition for a phone screen, sure, but it'll display pictures. You can have pictures with your contacts, so, like, a face will show up when people call. And I'm like, that's really cool, let's set that all up. And I was like, oh, wait, no one ever calls this number. People call on my cell phone when they call. This is dumb. Anyway, so I was fucking around with it, and I decided to call it from my cell phone. And it came up and said, this number does not accept calls from Wi-Fi networks. You need to drop off that network to call. Which is a weird thing that I didn't even know could be possible. So I have the Wi-Fi calling. You can turn it on your phone if you have a sufficiently new enough cell phone, mobile phone, smartphone even. What are we calling phones these days that are not telephone? What are we calling them? I like cell phones. But a PCS. PCS to PCS. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, my iPhone, since I'm running the fucking whatever beta shit, I can do Wi-Fi calling. So it'll connect to, you know, Wi-Fi networks and make calls that way. Which is nice, because sometimes, you know, as much as you want the cellular network to be good, it's fucking not. So at home, it benefits from being connected to the internet. So it's VoIP on VoIP is what that is. Hot VoIPs. VoIPs and vapes. That's fucking my shit right there. That's what I'm into. VoIP rigs and vape rigs. Matt, you're right. Hella clouds are involved in both of those. I'm just a cloud fan. Final Fantasy VII, VoIPs, vapes. Guys, God bless the ring, and, I don't know, it turned out to be a temporary thing, because once I, added my, this is a fun story, once I added my cell phone's phone number to my VoIP phone's contact list, then the call went through fine. I don't know. Yes, starring John VoIP. They stamped it, didn't they? Those damn Gideons. You know, shit John VoIP would say. And in short, technology is fun to stare at. I don't know. But it's all dumb. Like, here I am setting up all of this stuff that I'm deliberately, like, setting up so that I'd never have to use it. I'm buying a phone deliberately to not use it so that I can stop using the other phone that I already bought. Because that other phone costs more money on a monthly basis. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to make a few calls from that number and make sure that the quality is okay before I just turn it off and destroy it all and realize I've made a horrible mistake with my life. And then I'll port my landline phone number over to this UMA business. And then that'll be that. The curse of, like, enjoying, like, tinkering around with fucking technology bullshit is that I think inevitably you find solutions to problems you don't actually have. And just go like, well, if I buy this fucking fancy fucking VoIP business, then I could... Oh, whatever. That's a legitimate saving. I will save $30 a month minimum by going this route. So, you know, the box and the phone was $150, so that pays for itself at some point. Does Uma host the number and send you a box? Yeah, like, basically, so the process for this is you buy the box from, you know, an Amazon or the like, and then it's got an activation code on the box, you punch it in, and then it says, well, what do you want your phone number to be? And they've got a bunch of dumb phone numbers in every area code. I registered two, one in my home area code and one in Compton. Because it asked me if I wanted a second phone number, and I'm like, I guess. And then I poked around at different area codes, and I was like, what would be a fun area code to have a phone number in? And I was like, the 424. Which I guess the 310 is also covers Compton, but it's one of those area code splits where they made a split, but it covers the exact same geographical area or something, because there are so many phones. I could have set one up in Canada if I wanted to. I think I still can. I think the weird thing about this is they're like, fuck it, man. Do you want 9 different phone numbers? You can have them. And I was like, I barely want one, so let's start there and figure it out. I guess maybe it would be convenient for people, if people were calling you from those areas and they didn't have good, calling plans, and so it would cost them a bunch of money, to call you, then you could create a phone, you know, let's say my grandmother lived out of state, which she in fact does, and wanted to call me a lot. It would be expensive, unless she bought some kind of calling plan on her end, which I believe she has in fact done, so the point is moot, but I guess I could set up a phone number in her state, in her area, so that then she could call that one and not pay the toll charges. That seems like the real use for that. Or if you're, like, setting up a bunch of scam businesses and you want to represent, like, you're in a specific area, then you can be like, yes, of course I'm in Bozeman, Montana. What can I help you with? Yes, I'm a locksmith. Let's do this. I was looking at Bozeman, Montana. I started punching in random numbers of area codes that I thought would sound cool. Using, you know, the things that Sir Mix-a-Lot has taught. I was like, well, what if I got a phone number in the 702 where it's legal to gamble? And Hoenn is, too. And then all the phone numbers they had available in the 702 area code just looked lame. So, they have very limited exchanges and stuff like that. You know, they just don't have a ton of phone numbers. So, I wish they, you know, for a second I was like, man, they should just let me type in a word, and then if they have that phone number, like, tell me which area codes they have it in, or whatever. But they don't. And then when I, like, some areas when I looked at, they were like, we have one number in this area. I'm like, oh, well, weird. But then in more populated areas like San Francisco, they had, we have 2,000 numbers in this area. Hot tub swim spa show. We're going. We're going to the Marin Center to see the hot tub swim spa show. And then Willie K is playing this weekend, apparently. The sign says Willie K, March 5th. I don't know who Willie K is. I may never know who Willie K is. All right, I'm going 45, and this is unacceptable. Touareg driver driving slow. I get it, it's slightly drizzling. You don't want to be, you wouldn't want to drive the speed limit. The Uma stuff looks like it has, like, a bunch of block lists for telemarketer phone numbers and all this other stuff. Like, community reported phone numbers and, like, they've brought in some third party's list of telemarketing phone numbers and all this other stuff, and you can optionally block those, which I thought was kind of cool. Because that's the vast majority of calls I get on my phone. Is shit like that. Take 3 to 4 weeks to actually complete the porting of the phone number of my landline over to VoIPs. That I'll turn on their extended blacklist of phone numbers, because I'm kind of, I've always, sometimes I will, you know, just for fun, for my own personal enjoyment, I'll look at the caller ID logs on my phone and, like, punch in some of those numbers to, like, there are websites out there, like whocalled.us and stuff, where you can punch in a phone number, and, you know, other people who've gotten calls for that number will say, like, yeah, this is, like, fucking politician donor stuff. This is, these people want your money for cancer stuff, or this is, like, people calling and asking for tech support because they're trying to scam you, or, you know, that sort of stuff. I don't know, I'm still, like, weirdly fascinated by, like, phone technology. Or I guess, like, not so much anymore, but like, we had a beige box, like, we had, like, a lineman's handset, basically. We had red box tones on a tape for faking quarters getting put into payphones. Which was fun, until the operator came on and said, can I help you? Once they knew exactly what you were doing. They're like, we have to drive away from this fucking payphone right now. But so I had an acoustic coupler, which is the thing you see in 80s movies about the internet, about computers, where you see them putting a phone receiver onto something. You see it in war games. Where the tones are actually traveling through the fucking phone line itself. So I had one of those that was like a portable acoustic coupler that was meant to be used at payphones. And it had a Velcro strap on it that you could strap to the phone. And so we had that, we had a laptop, and we had this mini tape player that had the sounds of a quarter being dropped into a payphone on it. And so, I don't know, for a few weeks we drove around calling into BBSs and shit from payphones. Because that was fucking cool. I don't know. It seemed cool. But it's one of those things where it's like, what are you even doing? Like calling into a friend's BBS and then posting a message that says, you'll never believe where we are right now. And then disconnecting. It's just like, what? Why are we even fucking doing this? Because we can't, I guess. But yeah, I don't know. We had a friend who lived in an apartment complex. And you crack open their phone can. And it was just all these exposed wires, all these exposed terminals, and you just clamped on to one pair of wires, and you were on someone else's phone line. They would hear a click if they were on it, but you could mute the line and listen in on people's phone calls, because they would hear the click and go, what was that? I don't know, probably nothing, and then keep talking. Or, you know, you'd find one that, you know, no one was using at the time, which was the vast majority of them, and then I don't know, make phone calls, which is the part where it gets dumb, because then you're like, oh, who should we call? No one at all, because who cares? I don't want to talk on the phone at all anyway. So again, you can bring the laptop, you know, clamp onto their wires, and you know, call a BBS and post a message saying, you're never going to believe where we are right now. And then disconnecting, because what the fuck else are you going to say? I spent a summer war dialing my entire area. Found a couple computers that connected that were mysterious, that just didn't seem to do much of anything. Found a lot of fax machines. Heard a lot of very annoyed people. I should also point out that I would turn on the war dialer at about midnight and then listen to it for a while and then go to sleep. I don't remember the name of the fucking war dialer software, but I remember it being pretty good. I guess you wouldn't find a damn thing now. Or would you? I mean, I don't know, maybe there's the fucking covert crazy shit that's still running over the phones, 56K. But I don't know, you eventually get spooked with that sort of stuff, and you're like, man, the phone company's really not gonna like it that I'm dialing thousands of fucking phone numbers. But you're calling them all once, and no one's going to call the phone company and complain if they get called once. So, it's sort of, it's probably fine. That was pre-caller ID and *69 and all that stuff. Back when you could crank call people from your home phone line, because who fucking cares? They can't find you, not unless you call a bunch, and then they eventually call the phone company. Which happened, but you know, hey. I used to get wrong number phone calls from the same person. Like, I must have just had a phone number that was close to someone else's. So I would get, you know, answering machine messages and stuff like that from this person. And then sometimes I would just answer it, you know, back when people would answer their phone. Because you often didn't know who was on the other end, which is now the reason why people don't answer their phone. And it was this woman, older sounding, looking for a man named Milton. And she kept calling. Not like in a row, but like, you know, once every few weeks, once a month, once every couple months, she would call, thinking that she was calling Milton. And eventually we got up the courage, me and my friend Wes, to just, eventually just start claiming to be Milton, and then she seemed confused, and I probably still have a tape of it, because I can record phone calls with that answering machine. It was really nice for that, so, you know, you can record these sorts of moments, and it's just, at one point, she just goes, "You're not Milton," and hangs up, and never called back. Oh, yeah, I need to read up on that. I saw someone talking about the knife that was found on property that was previously owned by O.J. Simpson. That seems like a real, like, if that ends up being a fucking murder weapon. Like, look, if you fucking move off, like, okay. If you're gonna fucking kill somebody, and I hope that you don't, but if you're gonna kill somebody, and you decide, like, if the best you can do is hiding the fucking murder weapon, burying it on your own property. If that's the fucking genius level idea that you've come to, and then for whatever reason it fucking manages to work. If you're going to move, take the fucking knife with you. Dig the fucking knife up and take the fucking knife with you. Don't fucking leave the property and go like, oh, well. Melt the weapon to throw it in the sea. Yeah, these are both... You know, granted, maybe you don't have the fucking, like, shit you need to melt a knife. You know, that'd be something where you'd have to go to someone and be like, hey, I have this thing. It's a piece that's been in my family for generations. It means a lot to me, but I want to melt it down into, you know, some precious metal. And eventually I'm going to make a... ring out of it or something. Necklace. And I just need you to melt this thing down. Yeah, what does it... Well, probably nothing. I was going to say, like, what does... If this makes a difference in any kind of OJ situation, does that end up impacting the Kardashians in any way? Is there a way we can make it impact the Kardashians in some way? Could we just have them go to jail too? I don't normally, like, go in on any of this reality TV shit because I kind of don't give a fuck, but at some point that stuff was like, I'd just please stop. Just stop. I don't begrudge them for getting what they can, you know, go and do it, make your apps, do your stuff, have your website where you sell access to, like, behind the scene photos from the company that brings you tested.com comes the official Kim Kardashian website. That's literally true. I feel like even though I don't fucking even have a fucking television subscription in my home, I still hear about them more than I would like, I guess. I never felt this way about Paris Hilton. Like, Paris Hilton's like, ah, fucking whatever, who cares? Or, Lindsay Lohan, like, eh, fucking whatever. Yeah, no, get famous in Hollywood and do cocaine. Like, everybody, like, what? Go for it! Ah, well, whatever. Don't really care about it that much. But yeah, man, because OJ, there was the criminal lawsuit and the civil lawsuit, right? And then did he end up losing the civil lawsuit but winning the criminal lawsuit? Is that what it was? I don't remember, but I, you know, at some point there's double indemnity on that or whatever, right? Like, they can't, you know, if they find the knife now, is there anything they could actually do to him? Or is it like, well, we had our chance to fucking, to hang him out to dry and it didn't work out, so... Want there to be some fucking, you know, once every, just the OJ interviewer is like, oh yeah, no, I fucked Ron Goldman up. Like, whoa, whoa. Like, oh yeah, yeah, no, they can't do anything to me anymore. It's, they already tried and lost, so yeah, no, fuck that guy. Like, whoa, OJ, Jesus. Can't be tried for the exact same case twice. New info, new case. Okay, well, all right then. OJ stays silent forever. Deathbed confession is the best we can hope for then, at this point. Or who knows, maybe there's fucking DNA all over that knife and fucking some, you know, maybe it'll, that'll go somewhere. I don't know. I didn't read enough about the knife to know what that situation was, so. You fucking imagine. I wonder if anyone would care if there was another OJ trial, if that actually would. Yeah, you're right. People would care, but would it grip a nation the same way it did last time? Whenever I think about OJ and the OJ case, it makes me think of one thing, and I don't know if I can actually find it here. Wait, no?
Yeah, man, this shit here finna be bigger than the OJ case.
What?
This dick.
That's it. Makes me think of this skit off of Snoop's second album.
OJ case.
What?
This dick.
Yeah,
man, this shit here finna be bigger than the OJ case.
What?
This dick.
That's stupid. That's super stupid. shit right here is bigger than the OJ case. What's that? This tunnel. It's traffic in the tunnel. I remember I was at something when OJ went on the run. I was at some video game event, or I was at some... Fuck, what was it? I was at some trade show or something. And I remember just fucking sitting in the hotel, watching that Bronco just go. And then, like, I had to leave and go do stuff. It came back, it's like, oh, that's still going, huh? Wow. I drove a Bronco at the time, so it was fun for me. This dick. Oh, thanks, Snoop. It's like not an amazing joke.
Yeah, man, this shit here finna be bigger than the OJ case.
What?
This dick.
What?
Yeah, man, this shit here finna be bigger than the OJ case.
What?
This dick.
Another blast from the Long Beach section. Great gangsta shit.
What the fuck? Fucking Amazon, man. Can't trust Amazon's cloud, apparently.
Yeah, man. Well,
delivered this.
OJ case.
What?
This dick. Yeah, man. This shit here finna be bigger than the OJ case.
What?
This dick.
Another blast from the Long Beach.
Yeah, man, this shit here finna be bigger than the OJ case.
What?
This dick.
What? I wonder how many takes they did of that. And if it got funnier or less funny each time. I probably had that exact exchange with a friend of mine hundreds of times in the years following that album's release. It's not even a great album. I remember buying it and being pretty disappointed with it overall. I should just text him that right now. This shit right here is finna be bigger than the OJ case. I would probably get the response I was looking for. Specifically a, what? a billboard for, I think it's for a church. I mean, it says church on it, but it says not religious in question, like in a question mark, and then below it, neither are we. I'm like, okay, so there's a double negative. So, like, are they saying that they are in fact religious and it's a church? Is that, I don't understand why you would fucking advertise a church that way. They should have something more dynamic on the billboard to get you interested, like this church right here finna be bigger than the OJ case. That's it. C3SV.com is their website. And it would apparently have the same dumb slogan on it. Yeah, apparently they're a church. Would appear to be church. Why would you? Whatever. Today we remember the true reason for tunnel drinks. It's because if I drink this gigantic fucking can of Rockstar any earlier in the drive, I damn near pee my pants.
Yeah, man, this shit here finna be bigger than the OJ case.
What?
This dick.
Got a clip from the Republican debate here. You want to hear it? Here it goes.
Yeah, man, this shit here finna be bigger than the OJ case.
What?
This dick.
Another blast from the Long Beach section.
Right. Yeah, man, this shit here finna be bigger than the OJ case.
What?
This dick.
Darn, I was hoping they were still telling stories about what was going on at the Hickory Log. Elvis, this shit right here is finna be bigger than the OJ case.
Oh, was it?
This dick.
I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick, we're gonna stuck on you. I am looking.
Drop to my knees. I'm losing my curse. playing Led Zeppelin on the Pearl Jam station? I don't fucking get it. Wait. No, I get it.
Summers and winters scattered like splinters in four five.
No, let's listen to a little more of Renegade.
Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home. Oh, mama, I can hear you a crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have.
Yeah, man, this shit here finna be bigger than the OJ case.
What?
This dick.
Well, we missed one relevant part of Renegade, so...
She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love with the drummer.
hot pursuit and fiery auto crashes. Some will die in hot pursuit while sifting through my ashes. Some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down.
Yeah, man, this shit here finna be bigger than the OJ case.
What?
This dick.
Old cop car with the light, the not the light bar, but the spotlight on the driver's side little thing, and then it had a Hoonigan sticker in the back window. So I'm guessing that's not a cop car anymore. All right. I gotta go. Have a good Friday. I'll see you later.